For our next game, we have Robert Cheng and Emily Veal. Emily, what state did you grow up in?
Delaware.
Delaware. If you could write the motto for Delaware based on your experience living there, what would you write?
Yes, people do live here. It's like there's a little bit of 95 that goes through it, and that's, you know, pretty much it.
Did you like living there?
I think at the time I didn't, but now in retrospect,
sure.
I kind of miss it.
Yeah, you know. Hindsight, you're like, that was an okay place. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How about you, Rob? Where did you grow up?
I'm from the great state of New Jersey.
All right. And if you could write the motto for it based on your experience, I already know it's optimistic.
I would say, Christy, we don't like him either.
So this game is called State Quarters because we are going to list a few things found on the back of a state's quarter, and you have to identify the state based on a description of the quarter alone. Puzzle Guru John Chinaski, can you give us an example?
Sure. 9 stars, an erstwhile rock formation known as the Old Men of the Mountain, and the motto Live Free or Die all appear on the quarter of New Hampshire, the 9th state to join the Union.
The Old Man of the Mountain is no more, you know,
it
fell down.
It's no more, sorry, it's erstwhile, that's what it is.
Erstwhile, yeah, it's gone. Crumbled into dust. Like all the rest of us will eventually.
Live free or die.
Live free or crumble.
Or crumble to dust. And even if you don't know the answer, here is a tip. You should just guess a state because your odds are roughly 1 in 50. And technically, we're probably not going to use New Hampshire again, so it's more like 1 in 49. So it really does benefit you to just guess randomly, especially if you don't know anything about math. Are you ready?
Or quarters. I guess you got to know
quarters.
A lot about quarters.
Who knows? Or states. Here we go. Live oak sprigs, the motto, wisdom, justice, and moderation, and a big juicy peach. Rob.
Georgia.
Georgia's correct.
I don't know how your mind worked, but my mind went, what? What? Oh, a peach.
I lived in Georgia for about a month, so.
Yeah? How was it?
I'm in the Army, so it was for training, so it wasn't great.
Oh. Yeah. We'll let the Army know.
The North Star, the motto, the great land, and a grizzly bear eating a salmon. Rob.
Alaska?
Alaska, you got it. A 16th century Spanish galleon, a space shuttle, and, in order to brag about its warm weather, 2 palm trees on a sandy beach. Emily.
Florida.
Florida, you got it.
First version was a meth lab, an alligator, and a retired couple.
A creepy guy with a rusty knife. A pelican, a trumpet with musical notes, and a map of territory purchased from Napoleon. Emily.
Louisiana.
Louisiana, that's right. You think they had to put the musical notes on there? If you have a picture of a trumpet, I feel like.
What does it do?
I don't get it. What is that horn? 2 guys fishing on a lake, a loon, and the state's motto, land of 10,000 lakes. Rob.
Minnesota.
You got it. Lewis and Clark rowing down the Mississippi River with the Gateway Arch in the background, probably not historically accurate. Rob.
Missouri.
You are correct.
Lewis and Clark weren't around in, what, 63 or whatever?
Yeah,
that wasn't
it's
their
1963
year.
That they explored.
So they just
out here anyway.
If you look closely, they're eating Big Macs or something like that.
2 locomotives meeting at a golden spike with the words Crossroads of the West.
God, this place really has nothing, huh?
Emily.
Colorado.
No, that's a relatively good guess. Rob, do you know what the answer is?
Nebraska?
No, I'm sorry. Who knows the answer? Utah is what we were looking for. That's where the Union Pacific and the Central Pacific actually met, Utah. It's where they first met.
Yeah.
And now, they're married.
They met cute. They met cute, yes.
This is your last clue. A cow, an ear of corn, and a hunk of cheese. Rob.
Wisconsin.
Where else? Wisconsin is right. John Chinesky, how did our contestants do?
Nice job, Rob. We'll see you in the final round at the end of the show.
Coming up, we're going to attempt to break our unbreakable, very important puzzler, Ellie Kemper, in her very own Ask Me Another Challenge. So don't leave your bunker just yet. Stick around. This is Ophira Eisenberg, and you're listening to Ask Me Another on NPR. In a future world.